I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations has accused Rwanda of supporting Tutsi rebels in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Despite the violence and human rights abuses, Grace Ministries International is partnering with Book of Hope to reach over 200 schools with the gospel, says Sam Vinton.
There's always that tension there, but we're still going to move forward. If you waited for things to come down to 100% peace in Congo, I think we would have left there many years ago, but we really feel the Lord has put these 40,000 students, especially, right where we can reach them.
Pray that God will use the Book of Hope and the Godman film powerfully among the students. Next, the UN predicts that over 5 million Zimbabweans will need emergency food aid during the beginning of 2009. The Canadian Food Grains Bank plans to send 10,000 tons of corn, soy, oil, and nuts to Zimbabwe's poorest families, and the Christian Reformed World Relief Committee is contributing $20,000 to help. Pray that the food will help families survive until the harvest in May, and that through this effort, many will come to know Christ. And Russian Ministries hopes to help national Christians give Christmas gifts to 30,000 needy children. Through Project Hope, the Great Gift Exchange, each child will receive clothing, food, candy, and a children's New Testament, says Nita Dynica.
Over 600,000 orphans and somewhere between 3 to 5 million street children. And so that's what Project Hope is really all about, reaching out to these children this Christmas.
Pray that the gospel will reach many children through this ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures, links, and expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates, at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.